Hi, this is Suhail Banerjee, and you're listening to Worth a Watch, my movie review podcast. This is the 13th episode of this show, and if I remain lucky, some of you will continue to hear me after this. Today, we will review the movie Badhai Ho. We are about 10 months into 2018, and Badhai Ho is the good news we had been waiting for. Quirky, funny, subtle, this movie and its makers, director Amit Ravindranath Sharma, writers Akshat Gildial, Jyoti Kapoor, and Shantanu Srivastav, production and costume designers Ratish and Kirti Kulwankar, cinematographers Sanu Jayan Varghese, and editor Devrao Jadhav have portrayed middle-class Delhi with the love and observation of a young parent towards their little one's latest antics. You practically feel the mild early winter sun through the half sweaters. The nosy but helpful neighbors remind you of folks you used to run into on a Delhi basis. See what I did there? The avuncular, chatty uncle doctor who is yet to come across the term patient privacy, but caters to each patient more than just as a medical professional. The Kaushiks written in the back of the car in bleeding horror show font, and so much more. The story is an albeit quirky one, that of a middle-class, middle-aged couple played with remarkable charm and ease by Gajraj Rao and Nina Gupta, with two sons, one of whom is in his late 20s, ending up getting pregnant. They live with the said sons and the husband's old but extremely sharp and acidic mother, played by the septuagenarian Surekha Sekri of Balika Badhu fame among others, who steals every scene she is in, eats it and chews it out, in spite of some top-notch acting by the entire cast. The story explores the entire log kya kahenge, what will others say, angle that it lends itself spectacularly well to. There are, of course, plenty of pregnancy and baby-making jokes, virility jokes, etc. And almost all of them land perfectly, which is an achievement unto itself because it's very easy for these to become vulgar and crass. But more than the story itself, more than the what, it's the how that makes this such a special movie. The nuances of a typical middle-class life that the characters bring out are exceptional in almost every scene. The slight sense of entitlement that a low-ranking government officer, Gajraj is a ticket collector, feels when dealing with someone even lower, carrying his bags to the waiting car, for example. Or the calling out of the fact that a well-married couple lock their door when sleeping in a tiny house by the cantankerous mother-in-law. Or the breaking into English by Gajraj when meeting someone from the upper class, etc. are all brilliantly portrayed. The man-woman relationship of a couple in their later middle age in such societies is always depicted as, and also assumed in real life to be, very sterile, devoid of emotions, and constructed entirely of practicalities and responsibilities towards the greater family and community. Badhai Ho handles this aspect quite intelligently by showing the caring nature of a husband who has hardly been able to spend much quality alone time with his wife over the last many decades. One who doesn't necessarily stand up to his mom during the Saas Bahu quibbles, but provides the comfort to the wife that he is with her. And Nina Gupta, in one of the best performances of her career, brings out the pathos, the hopes, the romance, and the individuality to the character, which has almost never happened before in Bollywood. Ayushman Khurrana can of course do no wrong nowadays, and I will not be convinced that he isn't Nakul Kaushik in real life. The accent, the changing vocabulary depending on whom he is talking to, the struggle between the middle class agony over his parents episode versus the open-minded take on the happenings and coming to terms with his parents like any other human beings who lead their own lives and make mistakes, all spectacular. Sania Malhotra, who plays his girlfriend, had the least fleshed out role of them all, but even in the limited opportunity established her character of Rini as an independent and strong-willed young woman with dollops of rationality and grace. She can stand up to her boyfriend or her mother as the situation demands. The movie doesn't escape the second half curse entirely, where we get more sentimental and get close to the dangerous sermonizing territory, but manages to avoid the traps overall. There was a very superficial handling of a homosexual character angle, which felt like an add-on or perhaps was lost in the editing process. Anyway, to wrap things up, easily one of the best Bollywood movies of the year. And if you miss it, you're lost entirely. The parents are all right. This is Worth a Watch.